Father, thank you in Jesus' name for the wonderful, beautiful lamb that you have so freely given to us. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the power in the blood. Thank you, God, for the love that just continues to flow out. Lord, thank you again that you're here. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for that all-powerful name. Lord, thank you again that it is well. Thank you, God, that we can have complete confidence in you, that, Lord, you will perfect that which concerns us. Lord, that we gather here today, Lord, and in your name we know that the table has been spread. God, open our hearts, Lord. Give us an ear to hear it this morning. Lord, help us to quit being indifferent. God, help us to step out in faith. God, help us to be runners that run well. Help us, Lord, to have that desire for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God, give us a heart like Paul, if by any means I might attain unto that resurrection. Lord God, let me have an ear, Lord, for that first trump rapture. Lord Jesus, I want to see your face this morning. Lord, and let us have even more desire that when we leave this place today, that we even saw more and grew more in the love of Christ. Lord, thank you for drawing us here this morning. Thank you for this precious family. Thank you again for the joy that is full when we fellowship face to face. We thank you. Give this time to you. May it magnify you in the ultimate of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to Mark chapter 4 this morning. That's Mark chapter 4, and the Lord brought this to my heart so much in these last few days being away. And we'll start reading there from the 35th verse. And it says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now I'm going to tell you, this just jumped out and captivated my heart like it never has on this last trip. All those miles of coastline, that mighty, big, incredible Atlantic Ocean. And I saw those waves time and time again crash upon the rocks. My wife had me silly enough to get out there, and they crashed upon me. Tumbled me around. It was a lot of fun. Felt like a little kid. But I was thinking, as all that was going on, nothing made by man, nothing by his strength, nothing by his might, could stop or control those waves. Oh, they think they might be able to harness things. They think they might, but I think there's things called tsunamis and tidal waves, and we're finding out man is so limited. So limited. But God. But God. And here comes the I Am and says, Peace, be still. And that tempestuous sea was calm. Those winds were rebuked and they ceased. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, I know, because I'm in it with you, because God has before ordained these good works that we should walk therein, that these are some perilous times. They are. Know it. Don't try to run from it. Don't try to deny it. Embrace it in truth. And say, Lord, this is what you have given to me. Praise you for your faithfulness, that this is the cross that you said, now take up your cross and follow me. Praise be to God for these things. Brothers and sisters, Time and time again, the Lord encourages my heart, son, it didn't have to be that way, but it had to be that way. Oh, all the precious humility that the Lord has brought upon my life. Time and time again, as I've seen it in your lives too, brothers and sisters, those great failures, those great down settings, those things you wish you would not have partaken in, but God. And all things, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I'm not talking about some great free-for-all. You know better than that. I'm just talking about the love of Jesus. I'm talking about His love that takes that verse of Romans 8:28 and makes it alive and well in your life. I'm so thankful that I do have confidence in God and His promises. And I do believe that He will perfect that which concerns me. People say, oh, you think you're just walking on water. I say, no, I'm walking on the streets of glory. I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. I hope you know that if you're a child of God for your life too. So praise God, brothers and sisters, for these trials. And I thank God that I know in my life that these are the finishing trials that are going on. The Bible tells us very clearly that these are the final cuts on the crown jewels that are taking place. The final cuts. But see, brothers and sisters, we're never going to receive those final cuts unless we be still. We know the verse that says, be still and know that I am God. But I'm so thankful for His manifold blessings to us that comes to us even with this scripture, and it says we must be still, but before we're ever going to be still, we must be in peace. Amen? I can't just be still. Oh, no. The peace that passes all understanding, that keeps my hearts and minds by God's grace, that has to come before this life is ever going to be still. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost finishing at rest in the midst of the storm, perfect peace. And that's how God likes to show it off, is in the midst of the storm. That's how God does it every time. I'm going to lead you right down into the valley of the shadow of death. Everybody else freaks out down here, but I'm going to show you in my faithfulness that the rod and thy staff, they comfort you. That I'm going to have you laying down, and not just apart from those lions in that den. They're going to nestle up to you. You're even going to stroke them. They're going to purr in your ear. Do you believe God like that? If you know the Word of God and start to embrace it for your life, you will embrace these trials as the greatest, most precious things in your entire life. That without them, brothers and sisters, we could not be made perfect. We could not grow up into Him in all things. We could not rise up and thank Him as the mighty, mature sons of God. It would have never happened without that resistance in our life, without, praise God, those fiery trials. We could never come forth. Never come forth as that perfect, complete, all the will of God vessel for Him. Praise His name. Now, go over with me for a second to Hebrews chapter 2. And let's do some more rejoicing in the mighty fortress of the perfect peace, which is our God. And it says there in chapter 2, verse 7. Well, actually, we'll back it up to verse 6 a little bit. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Now listen to this. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Brothers and sisters, do you see how complete this is? Do you see how it is all there? Do we rejoice and praise God that there is none other name, that there is no other power but be of God, that there is nothing, as it says in the Word of God, that is not under him? And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, with these three little words that he gives us here today. And matter of fact, he didn't need to say a thing. You know that that was just for our sake. But he said, peace. Peace. Can you hear that today? Can you hear the Lord speaking to you? Peace. Peace. be still. And praise be to God, that stormy, deadly sea was nothing but a big old bathtub. How you seeing things? Come on now. Don't you want to see it in the light of glory? Don't you want to see it for the reality of what it really is? Aren't you tired of seeing things in the lie of the enemy? That this is too big? Didn't you feel sorry for all of those ones that when the Lord had given them that promised land, he said, go over there and take it and all, and they walked in there and they came back and the majority of them said, oh man, there are giants in the land. We can't go in there. I feel sorry for people like that. I do, but I don't have time to waste. I'm going over and getting it. By God's grace, I want a heart and a spirit like a Joshua and especially a Caleb. Let's go now and get it. I'm not wasting any more time. I'm not going to hold your hand and pat you anymore. If you're so stupid not to take it, I feel sorry for you, but I got to go. I don't care if it's my family. I love the Lord by the grace of God. It's time to move. It's time to occupy. It's time to rest in all the promises of God. That's what they were singing about today. And his promises, again, brothers and sisters, are yea and amen. God help us, huh? Lord, give me an ear. Give me a heart. Let me really desire the word of the Lord in my life for everything. Not just a here a little and there a little. I'm talking about the whole thing. I want it to rule and reign in me. Just to grow up, Lord God, and to see from the perspective of you see things, Lord, to have that very mind of Christ in everything that's going on in our lives. And that's just it, brothers and sisters. We need to be just like that sea. You need to be just like the sea. And I've said this a few years back to somebody, and they said, well, that sea had no choice but to obey God. Well, that's true. That's very true. The Lord had to quicken my heart to say something back there. But I was still for a minute. I wanted you to know that. And I thought, Lord, praise God. He said, well, honey, that's why you're so precious and priceless to me. Because you are my masterpiece creation. Because, praise God, I have created you with the choice to freely praise me for my grace. Isn't that awesome? I'm looking at the only thing ever made to do that. To freely praise him in absolute, pure thankfulness for his undeserved love to you. It's incredible. That's incredible. But see, brothers and sisters, how could we not praise him freely when we think of the power that he has given to us, and especially in this better thing that we have in this day and age that we live, that even those in the Old Testament did not have, because God said that we have a better thing. It's a better power. It's more incredible because of that Holy Ghost that he has given to us. And let's look at that in John 14. And it says in John 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, see, this is the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. See, isn't that wonderful? Yes, that Holy Ghost. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And see, this never ends. This is the never-changing Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to that. And will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now listen to verse 27. This is why you'll have this peace. Peace I leave with you. This is the peace. It's the Holy Ghost. It's him bringing you in remembrance of all of the things the Lord has said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's as mighty as it gets. That's what he gave to you. He wasn't just talking to this little group here. He's talking to you. I've given you the Holy Ghost. And we try to seek peace in every stupid thing. And some of them can appear very good. I can try to seek peace in my family. My relationships with people. I can try to seek peace with the money in my bank account, my job security. Come on now. I'm not just speaking of myself. Been there. Know that. Let me down. Thanks be to God for his faithfulness. Too bad the time was wasted, but well worth it. Brothers and sisters, this Holy Ghost that's been given to us takes all the things of Christ and brings them to our remembrance. This is what it is. This is what it is, okay? This is your peace. This is your peace. This is your life now. Uh-huh. Praise be to God. Gets you excited, doesn't it? Say, Lord, there I was blinded again. I was listening to that lie. I thought peace was over here. I thought peace was over there. And Jesus, my only peace has always been right here in your word. This is it. Sheep. Helpless little sheep. Thank God for our shepherd. He's going to have to constrain me today. He's just so good. Do you realize that he is faithful? Do you know that he's promised you that he'll perform the good work which he's begun in you? Oh, the Lord has given me such great encouragement this morning. I love my family, and I'm talking about my true forever family. I'm thankful for every joint in this precious body. I'm thankful, Lord, again, for the anointing that comes through the family of God that has touched my life so and just magnifies and magnifies and magnifies he that is faithful and true. But yet, brothers and sisters, even though we have all of this remembrance and this power, all power in this precious Holy Ghost, and even though instead of praising him for the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think that we know is coming because that's who he is, but yet instead of all of that, we choose to dwell in unbelief. And that's that. Oh, a land that is completely void of peace. And all I could think about was, Lord, let me get out. Leave, evacuate that place. Let me, praise God, realize that I stand upon the rock that is higher than I. Yes, 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 yes. I think about the things that are facing many of the people in this meeting today. You need a healing in your body. Pretty much everybody needs a healing in their body. It's a sinful world. A lot of sickness. A lot of things, brothers and sisters, going on. But let me tell you something. You're not too sick for God. You are not too sick for God. How about in Jesus' name today, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee? How about some of you that are fearful about things this morning? The unknown. I don't know a thing. I don't. But I'm learning, like Peter, Lord, thou knowest. And then I quit worrying about the thing that I didn't know anyways. So, instead of being in fear, how about this precious Holy Ghost that he's given to us to say, Lord, I want that Holy Ghost to take the love of God and shed it abroad in my heart. Do you realize how much joy defeats fear? You know what I'm saying? When you're joyful, you're not fearful, are you? When the joy of the Lord is your strength, fear left. And I so thank God for that. So again, as the Lord is reminding us in his word about that Holy Ghost and that fellowship, sitting at the well, brothers and sisters, mounting that camel, going off into the unknown, but trusting God all the way and saying, Lord, I know that you'll direct my paths. I know by God's grace that you are faithful, And so in that, he sheds the love of God abroad in my heart. And that perfect love, see, that's that perfect joyful love. It casts out all fear. Because I know the simple song, who holds the future? I know not just who holds the future. I know the very will of God. Do you know that? And he's spoken it to you too. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. It's not because I went to this seminary or I went to this study or I sat under this. It's because the Bible tells me so. And the Bible's very clear about that. He wants me to come to that full knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ. And when I really come into the full knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ, I don't fear a thing. I don't fear what man can do unto me. I know that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I know that no weapon formed or anything of this or anything of that can have any harm upon me. I know that I'm the apple of his eye. Do you realize that? Now, I don't go flaunting that around and saying, oh, look at me. I'm just saying, my goodness, I'm in the very hand of Jesus Christ. And that hand is in God's hand. And no man can pluck them out of his hand. I know how secure I am. I thank God for his faithfulness. I lean upon him alone and only. He's my confidence. He's my strength. He's my high tower. Praise be to God. Everything I am or ever hope to be, my very identity is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad. I look at the brothers in this place and I'm thinking, you know, God help us. See, the world's always trying to get us, well, you got to find your identity in what you do and how much you make and how this and how strong and how that. Here it is. My sisters, you get hit 24/7 about, well, you got to be beautiful. And here's how you're beautiful. You got to look like her. No, you got to look like him. You got to look like him. That's beautiful. And it really is. It's so wonderful, isn't it? The simplicity of it all. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't get sidetracked by this vapor life. Don't get sidetracked. I'm living in Canaan now. Yeah. Don't let the ice form. Don't let the mossy back, as Brother Ken was bringing out, stick you on that pew. Don't let it. David had something. He had the joy of the Lord that was his strength. That's why he danced when everybody else was. It was. He just went on. Some things that really hurt him. Some things that really discouraged him. Things that, Lord, man, I was so wrong. I was blinded for a year trying to justify, oh, the wicked man that I am. Knock it off. You're the man. You're that man. Before thee and thee only have I sinned. I'm running on now. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love her. And you best be real thankful for that. Because that's a part of your body. So even though you haven't felt free today, whom he's made free is free indeed. So there you go. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll try to wrap this up, but how can you? In a lot of ways, too. But I think about those that might be dwelling today in such remorse or guilt or shame. You know, whether it was the sickness, whether it was the fear, but I think a lot of times the enemy so plays that guilt in our lives, that shame, that wasted parts of our life. How about in Jesus' name today? Truly, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now. There is therefore now. Listen to those words. It's now. It's not, well, when I get myself right. It's not, well, when you think I'm okay, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And see, I want you to understand this. This is for you, and it is also for every single one of God's precious children. Everyone. Everyone. See, and until that flows in and out, Galilee time now. We're talking about fruitful, teeming with life, reservoir of the fruit of the Spirit. You ain't going to have peace. There will be no peace. Brothers and sisters, whom he has made free is free indeed. And I am so thankful to God for that. Psalms 55:18 says, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. I hope this morning that even if that battle's still raging, you're looking up at it from a whole different perspective right now. It's amazing what you can see seated in the heavens in Christ. Whew. Glad I'm not down there. That's reality. That's reality. Oh, yes, it is. Now, I looked out at that ocean, and all I could think is it all obeys his voice. Here we go. It's coming together now. And it wasn't just the ocean. You think about the plagues of Egypt. All of those things God used, those things obeyed his voice. Wasn't that awesome? The ravens. You know, everybody's looking for, Lord, I want you to do it this way. However the Lord feeds you, shut up and take it. Grab it. And I love when the ravens feed me. I think it's awesome. They don't realize what they're doing. They may be really mad that they're doing it. But God has appointed them to feed me. And I enjoy it. Because I enjoy the Lord. Because you know what? He favors me. And you know what? I didn't deserve it. And you didn't either. But I thank God for his great grace. So even those ravens, praise God, those, think of this now. How about those she-bears that came in, tore up those little kids that were teasing that prophet, calling him baldy? Those bears obeyed the voice of the Lord. Oh, yes, they did. Even death hath no power. Death obeys the voice of the Lord. Lazarus, come forth. Let's get the reality of what we're talking about. How about in Matthew 8? Those men that were possessed with devils. Devils. Huh? And they said to him, "Were you coming to torment us now? Can't we wait for that day?" They were going to obey his voice right then. And they did. They were cast into all that herd of swine and perished over that cliff. This is your God. This is your God. My goodness, brothers and sisters, what are we worrying about? I mean, really, it just gets you to shake your head today. And I don't want you going like this, Lord, I'm so sorry. What have I been doing? Just to lift up your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. Quicken my heart to believe you. That this isn't just the moment that we're having for this half hour in this church. This is our life. This is who we are. This is what's already been given. It's there for us. I appreciate it. Brother Hill used to say, just come boldly with open hands. Let him put it in there. Don't come in there like, It's hard to get things in there when they're like this, isn't it? Boom. Thank you, Jesus. This is our all-powerful Prince of peace. This is what I want you to get today. This is what the Lord so put up on my heart. As we close, it gives me chills just thinking about how great and mighty and powerful our Savior, our Prince is. See, he's a prince in this loving matter. He's the Prince of peace. And that's the light of it all until we hold him as our Prince of peace. our only peace, the rest for everything in our lives, brothers and sisters, we will not have and enjoy that perfect peace, that perfect rest. And I'm asking God today for my own life, Lord, help me to ache and groan for that. I don't want just a little peace here and a little peace there. I want to ache and groan for that peace that passes all understanding. I want to surrender my life by God's grace to that Prince of Peace. I want that relationship with that one, that royalty, that dignity, to understand how incredible that peace really is. Tender me for it, Lord. Grow me up in it. Give me an ear to hear only what the Spirit saith to the churches. Let my mind, as the Word of God says, be only stayed upon Him, that perfect peace which passes all understanding, that will keep me in it and sustain me in it. And my goodness, who knows, brothers and sisters, it might even cause me to abide as a readied wife for my Prince. My Prince of Peace. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this time. Lord, we just again look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, knowing that you're for us. Lord, thanking you again that you will perform the good work which you have begun. Now, Lord, help us to lay hold of the peace that you've already given. God, help us to just rest again in the grace that is for us and toward us. Lord, help us to apprehend, Lord, to run and to run well. Lord, we're a people, Lord, that you have called. And Lord, I know that your word says even chosen. God, help us to rise up to feast upon this morning. God, as it says about that church of Philadelphia, thou hast a little strength. Thank you, Lord, for that, because we realize that you are the all-powerful and mighty God. Oh, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And thank you again that you love us so. May we rest only in that wondrous grace, the grace that will lead us into the midst of the throne with you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.